Okay, so we'll do the 10th of the 41 verses of Bodhisattvas when cultivating compassion. Number 10 says, "May all beings exhaust the fuel of the passions." This is the prayer of the Bodhisattvas when lighting a fire. Okay, so I'm not sure which word they were using for passions, if you know which the what the Tibetan or Sanskrit word was. They could have been using afflictions, klesha, you know, which is afflictions in general and refers also to anger and jealousy and pride and all of those. Or they might have been using the word that refers to lust and desire and translating that as passion. So I'm not quite sure which it is. In any case, it doesn't matter much, you know, because the idea is when you're lighting a fire to think, may all sentient beings exhaust the fuel of the passions. I can, I mean, you could do it either way, because fire is hot, fire burns, whether we have afflictions, the whole range of afflictions, in whether that word, you know, refers to the whole range of afflictions or not. It, even if it does, you know, all those afflictions burning in our mind, they burn our mental peace, they burn our mental stability, they burn our good karma, they burn our virtue. You know? And if they are talking about lust and desire and attachment here, then similarly, that also, you know, in the same way, burns our good karma, burns our peace of mind, burns our chance for liberation. So, you know, you could make it as broad or as near as you want, you know. Like I said, I'm not sure on the exact word there. But the idea is really thinking about how when the afflictions enter our mind, they do burn us. You know, we're terribly burned. And what's the most pathetic thing about it is when we don't realize that the afflictions burn us, we jump into them as if they were a pool of cool, delightful water. You know, oh, attachment makes me feel so good. You know, I'm in love with this wonderful person. I'm getting the job I've wanted, and this is so good. This, that, and the other thing, you know, coming into the mind. And we don't recognize it as defilement, and we think, oh, this is fantastic. I feel so happy, you know. You know, and that's the pathetic part, because we just follow along with the afflictions, not seeing what they really do for us, you know. And if we stopped and really looked at our own experience, you know, what happens when we follow desire? You know, it's a setup to experience pain. Because why? Because we are exaggerating the good qualities of the object of attachment. We're completely painting something on the other person or on the object that isn't there. And so we are setting ourselves up for crashing when we eventually come to realize that that person is not as wonderful as our creative writing garbage mind made them out to be, and or the object is not going to bring us the happiness we thought. And so the letdown, you know, comes so hard and so, you know, drastic. And, you know, and then we create negative karma, you know, out of attachment, because we do all these funny things to get what we want. You know, and then we create more negative karma when we're let down because we're upset and we're angry. Yeah, and so it's a total setup for destroying our virtue and creating the cause for more and more suffering. And so it's so incredibly important when, you know, afflictions enter the mind that we identify them as such, instead of identifying it as, it makes me feel good. You know, yeah, because that's isn't it? You know? And we keep falling into the same ridiculous trap again and again and again, thinking this time it's not affliction, this time it's different. You know? This time, you know, it's a Dharma practitioner, so they really have all the good qualities that I'm projecting onto them. Right? Right? That's a big one, you know. All the other times I fell in love with somebody who wasn't a Dharma practitioner. No wonder it went bad. This time, I got a Dharma practitioner, so they really are so virtuous, you know. And then our attachment just goes... You know? So it's so important to just recognize afflictions for what they are and, you know, put out the fire, okay? And so here it's saying when we're making a fire to think, may all beings exhaust the fuel of the passion. So here the passions are the fuel. You're lighting the fire. They're getting burnt up. So whether we're lighting the fire in the winter to heat the house or turning on the stove here, because, I mean, most of the time people had fires lit all the time in ancient times because that's how you cooked, you know. So maybe when you turn on the stove here, thinking, you know, that may the fire of the fuel of the afflictions be exhausted in the mind system.